America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We wanted to start off with this and really find out how this is grabbing people. And I haven't gone too deep even with you, Dibs, and how this grabs you. But listen to the chef talk after last night's game about the locker room and the rotation. I want everybody, whatever you're doing, listen closely. This is a very important premise, I think, that affects not last night's game, all the games. Everything that we're going to talk about with Warrior basketball for the whole year, I think, is tucked into this comment from Steph Curry. Take a listen.
Our energy has been great from day one of training camp. It's a beautiful locker room. Guys that are happy to be here, happy to play the way that we do. I understand everybody can get an opportunity. Coach has done a pretty good job of explaining, you know, the situation we're all in, like in a positive way of, again, how many guys he would like to play and how many guys can play. And to your point, you have to have, again, a commitment and no agendas, no egos, or healthy egos of when you're out there, like, you know you're supposed to be out there, but if it's not your night, you can't bring the team down with your energy. I haven't seen any red flags with that.
Holy crap. There's like four or five different phrases there.
Well, the last one is the one for me. When you're not having a good night and you're not going to bring the energy down.
You can't bring everybody down.
That for me is the most pointed at Clay.
Okay.
Because last year there was five or six other things that were distractible and they became distractions.
Do you know what I'm starting to learn in listening to a lot of others who are really, really close to this team and then also just using my own eyes and ears? This wasn't just last year.
It was, of course,
the year before that too.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
So now it's when it's not your night, don't bring everyone down. No egos, healthy egos.
Right.
It's a beautiful locker room, he said. It's a beautiful locker room with people who want to be here. Now, listen, I get it. On the first day of school, you almost always like your teacher. And then things happen. And sometimes by January, you're like, I don't like this person anymore.
Not my third grade teacher, Miss McIntyre, rest in peace.
Right out the gate, you didn't like her?
She was awful. And she was probably 70 then. If she's still alive, she's at least a buck 10. Just mean, like old school mean. And fish, like an old tuna fish sandwich.
Ooh.
The worst. Ew. But anyway.
Anyway.
But for the most part, yes. Love your teacher. First day of school.
And it's the first day of school. Although, they've played one game. They've been together now for 6 weeks.
That first day of school was all recess yesterday. No learning.
Sure. I mean, they played the Portland Blazers. So it was kind of dodgeball with the fourth graders playing the second graders. That's fine. I get it. But there are some very key phrases in there. And while there's zero part of me that thinks Steph Curry woke up yesterday, won a basketball game, and then went, cool, next on my to-do list is, let's go rip Klay Thompson to the media. I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's like that at all. But good Lord, it feels that way. I can't escape the feel of all these comments, and he's not alone. Steve Kerr made some of them to us the other day. Buddy Hield sounded like it, and he didn't even play with Klay Thompson. But everything I'm hearing and feeling from this team, when they tell us what matters to them and what's going on behind the scenes, feels like they're all saying, thank God he's gone.
I think it's more than just he's gone. And that is, I think, the headline of what's different last year to this year. But there's a lot more to it than that. And I'm just remembering when it all happened. And Draymond Green was inactive for two. He played six, was inactive for another, played three, and then he got suspended on November 16th. His first of two suspensions. So as far as things that hung over the team last year, that was a month into it. And you started the year with a lot of losses, the Klay situation. Chris Paul came in and he fit for the most part, but he knew that he was going to be there for 1 year and gone, and he probably was already getting ready for the next thing in his world. And you had other parts of the team, I think, that were more unsettled than just Klay Thompson and his negative energy.
No, listen, I don't think anything in a locker room or a season, nothing is ever one person's fault. Like, that's too simplistic. There's so many things going on in a season. But it doesn't change for me the feeling that they feel, thank God he's gone. I don't know, and I don't even think, like, I'm sure if any one of them were on the phone with us right now or sitting next to us, they'd be like, no, that's not how it feels. I'm just here to tell them it sounds like that.
Thank God he's gone is a little too strong for me, but it reminds me of, for example, when you have a kid who graduates high school in June and they don't get to start college until September, and they just cannot wait to be independent and they cannot wait to get out on their own. And so from June to September, that last summer when they're home and they have to live under mom and dad's roof and mom and dad's rules, it can be awkward and they can't wait to leave. And deep down, the parents are also eager for you to go. When do the dorms open? Because I can't wait to drop
sure.
you off.
Sure.
And so it's a little bit of that. Not thank God you're gone, but it was time for him to go somewhere else. It was time for them to have him be somewhere else. And yet you had to play a whole season of this cat and mouse game where he turns down a contract and then there's no other contract and he's playing poorly and he's not happy. And if he's not happy, you're not happy, because the three of them, Steph, Klay, and Dre, they've been Steph, Klay, and Dre for the better part of a decade. And so to see your brother go through it and kind of put you through it too, it makes it so, yeah, not thank God he's gone, but thank God we can all turn the page.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. You know, it feels like a teen movie. Every teen movie has the exact same premise, right? Guy has the crush on the captain of the cheer squad type of a girl, the unreachable, just absolute visual perfection, and he's chasing the entire time and chasing and chasing, and it turns out that friend of his, the one that's just kind of cute, who's been sitting next to him all along, and at some point we'll get a makeover about 90 minutes into the film, and you realize that she's actually drop-dead gorgeous too, and that's the one that you should have been with all along.
This is some kind of wonderful.
Thank you. Stop.
Eric Stoltz.
Perfect. Stop chasing this name value of Klay. Is the team much happier to have, for example, happy-go-lucky Buddy Buckets?
Yep.
Who the Sacramento Kings fans hate because apparently he doesn't understand basketball or something like that. But my God, he can shoot it and he smiles. So listen to Buddy Hield. Ask what it takes to be a part of a rotation so big.
First of all, you got to start off liking each other. I feel like everybody has the right personalities. Everybody comes in and, there's no egos. And plus, me coming here, there's a standard that these guys go by, and it's championship. They've done the work. So no matter what you say is wrong, because whatever they say is right, and you just go by that, and you learn and you listen and you try to observe everything, and you just try to figure out how to apply myself into their into their like uniqueness and how it can be effective.
Like all I can say is if everything I've ever heard from the last 2 years of Klay Thompson had an opposite, that was it. Like
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to him. The first thing we got to do is like each other. And then the next thing you do is do whatever the hell Steve, Steph, and Draymond tell you to because they're right.
Yeah, they've done it, they've won, and they have a culture, and they have a system. And that's what you do when you're a new player coming in. And I also think that if you look at the roster, contract-wise, there's almost no uncertainty about the future. Yes, Jonathan Kuminga is the big one.
Sure.
Is he going to get Golden State Warriors extension money? Is he going to have to go somewhere else? That is the big one. De'Anthony Melton's on a one-year deal, but if he does Melton things, he's going to get a contract similar to the one he got this year, and virtually everyone else is either from here, loved here, or they have a long-term deal. So there isn't that, you know, overarching, I need to get mine part of this. Kuminga's going to be the interesting one to watch.
For sure. For sure. It took one night for us to be like, is Jonathan going to like this? I didn't. There's nothing bad that happened last night other than the fact that he didn't look really good. And that's not going to get under my skin yet. Maybe. I had questions about Jonathan Kuminga before this year, so they carry over. I'm certainly not going to write him off after one night, but there are concerns there or questions there, no doubt. But yes, we're talking about someone who had his agent make a phone call to NBA reporters so that they could tweet that he's lost faith in Steve Kerr to be the person that oversees his development going forward. That happened. That happened less than a year ago. And then apparently they all made nice, and then Jonathan got minutes, and so now apparently it's okay. But I think all of us are fair to have that thought that you just put out there in our bellies. Wait a minute, now you're going to do a 12-man rotation, and no one's going to do more than 25 minutes, and Jonathan's going to score 10 and look woefully outplayed by Mr. I don't know where he is, Mr. Let's give up on him, Andrew Wiggins, looked way better than Jonathan Kuminga last night. How many more games like this before Jonathan starts feeling some type of way again?
Well, there's going to be measures that are taken. If he has games like last night on the regular, well, then he won't be starting, and he'll be getting back to where he was a couple of postseasons ago, where his minutes were really reduced, and Steve's going to have to coach him up. And we all have to remember how young Jonathan Kuminga still is, not only chronologically, but basketball-wise. A guy who never played in college. He played one year of G League, and then now he's with the championship team. He's a very young basketball player.
Kurt Warner's going to join us in 45 minutes, okay? We got all kinds of great stuff today. We'd really love to hear from you coming up next. Does it feel like, in some sort of way, without them doing it on purpose, that the Warriors are collectively saying, thank goodness that we've moved on? 888-957-9570 is the number, and we're not done yet. Wait till you hear what Monty Poole said to us yesterday. Wait till you hear what Steve Kerr said to us 2 days ago, that all has the exact same sound. It's Willard and Dibbs.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.